The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Marshall Brown on the line. Let's go to Marshall. We also have Rudy on the line. Let's talk about circle hooks. So let's talk to Marshall first. Marshall, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Alan?
Good, man. We got a former companion of yours from fisheries. Rudy's on the line. And we're going to talk to Rudy quick here about circle hooks. Rudy, talk to us, buddy.
Good morning. First thing I wanted to also remind you, good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
I wanted to remind you that you're both invited to be my guests at that Outdoor Education Center where I volunteer on the 21st February for a talk on coyotes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm dying. I really want to see.
Yeah, the speaker is the director of the center, and she's really, really good. You'll enjoy it.
Good, good.
Okay, and circle hooks, yes.
Yes.
I listened in on the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission on Wednesday. They discussed allowing Maryland to reduce the size limit of striped bass from 20 to 19 inches and require the use of circle hooks while fishing with bait.
Right, okay. So that's their recommendation, but we haven't adopted it yet, or we have?
I'm not sure what the process is, but they voted unanimously to allow Maryland to reduce the size limit if they require circle hooks. Whether it goes back to the legislature now or the department,
I don't think that'll necessarily has to go to the legislature. We have an article in the upcoming, in the one that's out now, the Hunting Quarterly. By Harry Hornick, and let's see, here's what he's saying. The DNR management plan proposal to ASMFC will be presented February 6th through 8th. The proposed plan utilizes a 19-inch total length minimum size from May 16th through December 15th. So that was from Harry. As a proposal, whether it's actually been adopted or not, I don't know. The two fish per person per day would remain, and only one fish above 28 inches total length would remain like last year. As the spring trophy season, April 21st through May 15th, one fish per person per day, minimum size 35 inches, same as last year. That's what we're talking about. So.
Okay, good.
But, the requirement of circle hooks, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It is, and I was really disappointed a couple of years ago when they raised the size limit from 18 to 20 because of the release mortality.
Right, exactly, so, exactly.
I'm glad to see they're lowering the size limit and using circle hooks.
No.
So, I know you have a guest, so I will not keep you any longer.
Well, I appreciate that, Rudy. Thanks for checking in.
And I put the 21st on the calendar.
We'll see you on the 21st.
I look forward to seeing you both then.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Oops, I just dropped Marshall. Marshall, are you there? Marshall, are you there? Not there, huh? Shoot. Nuts. Well, we'll wait for Marshall to call back. Maybe he'll realize he's off, and I'll shoot him an email here real quick. Okay.
Don't let Alan around buttons.
Don't let me push buttons. I know. So let's see if we can get him back on the line. There he is, I think. Sorry about that, Marshall. Didn't mean to knock you off the air. Okay.
There was a massive sinkhole in Fairfax yesterday, Virginia.
Wonderful. Can you fish in it?
It looks big enough to.
Good, good. Any cars go down?
Not that I see.
Okay. Yep.
It blows me away they can do that. That's really wild.
Here you go, Robin. That's for you.
Okay, you got him?
Yep, Marshall's back. Good morning, Marshall.
Morning.
Now, I'm better now that you're back. I pushed the wrong button here and knocked you right off the air, you and Rudy both. No problem. So sorry about that. So, okay, Marshall, your title with DNR is?
I'm the Coldwater Production Manager.
Coldwater Production Manager. That means you're in charge of the trout hatchery program.
Of the coldwater facilities for trout, yes.
Right, and that would be, and how many facilities does that include?
Well, we have two state-owned facilities. We have Alpow Hatchery, Bear Creek Hatchery.
Right.
Then we have a lease agreement with a small satellite facility called Cushwalls. That's near Clear Spring, Maryland.
Okay.
And then we also have a partnership with Natiki Coal out in Garrett County, where we raise trout as well.
Okay. So there's plenty of places for trout to be raised here in Maryland. And have you been on the air with us before, Marshall?
No, this is the first time.
Okay. We've had a number of folks on from the trout stocking program, and maybe you're familiar with it, but just kind of familiarize the folks with the process of, you know, do you get eggs, do you get fingerlings, where do you get them, how many you get, how are they raised, what do they eat, you know, that type. Just give me the kind of a rundown from start to finish when, you know, you start the process and then you release the fish. I mean, I know it's a long process, but give me the thumbnail sketch, if you would, for our listeners.
Okay. Well, typically our hatching season starts anywhere from, I'm going to say early to mid-November, we start receiving eggs. We do different egg shipments from different facilities, actually. Basically, we do start with golden trout. We do a small percentage of golden trout at Albert Powell Hatchery. Usually, I'm going to say it's somewhere probably between 6 and 8% of our total production is made up of golden trout. Then we get into our rainbows. We do purchase rainbows from Trout Lodge out in Washington State. That's our main supplier of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
We also get free federal eggs from the Federal Egg Trout Program as well.
Okay.
We've done multiple strains of those. So that's basically what we do. Also are the brown trout. We do those solely at the Cushwalls facility in Clear Spring, actually. And that's just due mainly to biosecurity reasons. We've had issues in the past, I'm going to say back in the 70s, very early 80s at Albert Powell, when they used to do brown trout there, frunculosis was spreading rampant through the facility. So actually brown trout were taken out of the program for quite a while, and we were doing purchasing of adults. But we initiated that back, I want to say probably in the early to mid-90s with just fingerling. And then it was advanced probably in the last 8 years to adults at the Cushwall facility.
Got it.
Now, those eggs are typically all hatched and being reared, I'm going to say, once we go through the hatching process, we start in late December, January, when we start getting them on feed. We're growing them continuously in our hatch rooms. And once the stocking program starts, which... Preseason stocking typically used to start in February.
Right.
We started it in very late December this year and in January as well. Once we start creating some outdoor, you know, raceway culture space, we slowly start to transfer those fish that are recently hatched to the outdoor raceways for the following year's production.
So you start in November, and let's say you started November 2017. Those fish won't be released till spring of 2019 or winter of 2019. Hang on a minute there, Marshall. We've got a caller, a very unique caller, and we want to say good morning to Richard. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Congratulations to you and your new wife.
Well, thank you very much. And why did we take your call? It's the fact that you are calling from where?
I'm calling from a little town in central North Island of New Zealand.
Really? We love the fact that the internet reaches all the way to New Zealand, halfway around the world. What's flight time from U.S. to New Zealand?
Flight time?
Yeah. If I wanted to take a plane and come visit you, I mean, I'd let you know first, but I just wouldn't drop in.
You'd be more than welcome, you and your wife. We've got an extra bedroom for a couple of weeks.
But from the U.S. to New Zealand, and I know you've made the flight probably a couple times, what's the overall trip?
Well, you're about 12 and a half hours from L.A.
Okay, from L.A. Got it.
Yeah.
So from Baltimore, you got to fly to L.A., which is about another 8-hour trip, I'm guessing, something like that, 6 hours?
Probably five.
5 to 6 hours, okay.
Yeah, five or six hours.
We'd be on the plane for 6 hours to L.A. and then 12 hours to New Zealand. Yeah.
17, 18 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. It really depends what the tailwind would be, you know?
Sure, sure. You got to depend on that. Tell me your hunting story.
No, I just wanted to let you know, one of my grandsons, he's 19.
Yep.
And he bagged a real nice 12-point red stag last weekend.
Nice. Nice. Is there an actual hunting season there, or do you connect with an outfitter and he just takes you and you bag your game?
There, the only season there is your duck season and goose season.
Right.
But everything else, you can hunt 7 days a week, 365 days.
Wow. And I'm sure it's very, very well regulated by New Zealand as far as bag limits and things like that.
Yes. Yeah, I think it is. And it's and I don't want to take your time. I know you have a guest.
Sure.
But, I'm heading down further south in 2 weeks. We met some guys, and my grandson's going to do a red stag hunt down there. A guy leases 5,000 acres of pines.
Wow.
And and we're going to camp, and I'm going to do some trout fishing while I'm down there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you have picked paradise to retire to there, Richard. No question about it.
Hey, listen, and I'm serious. If you and your wife could ever get away and let me know ahead of time.
I'm on my way.
Do I have your email, Richard?
You know what? I did email you, but I see you're on Facebook.
We are, yeah.
And I'm not real.
But you can do Messenger, right?
To emails, but I'll touch base with you back and forth on Facebook.
Beautiful.
And I'll let you know. Maybe I'll take some video of my fishing trip.
Nice.
And put on.
I can't wait to see it.
Very nice. Well, Richard, we thank you for your call. Thank you for listening all the way over there, 18 hours away in New Zealand. And, boy, that would be a dream trip for us to take.
Well, again, I can't beg you, but it's...
No, I get it. I understand it. Well, I thank you very much. We appreciate it. And you have a wonderful day.
I'm looking up red stags. I've never seen one.
You never seen a red stag?
Mm-mm. They're gorgeous.
I know they're gorgeous.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yep, they're like our elk.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely gorgeous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day, Richard.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Marshall, how about that?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you.
No problem.
All right. So we've got these trout, and you put them outside after a few months, and how big are they when they get out into the raceways?
Typically, I'm going to say probably close to 2 inches.
2 inches, okay.
Yeah.
And then they're going to spend the rest of their lives in those, basically their captive life in those raceways.
Yeah, they'll remain outside. The whole growing process from egg arrival to stocking, usually somewhere in the neighborhood of 13 to 14 months.
Okay.
Before we initiate our stocking with that year class of fish, yes.
Yeah. Now, I saw a picture on the DNR website of one of your guys using a chainsaw to cut through the ice. I think it was Cunningham or Falls or something.
Greenbrier.
Okay. Yep. And so you guys are making every effort to get these trout out early and get them acclimated to the waterways before the anglers are out there.
Yeah, it's kind of a new thing. Well, we've done this in the past, stocking through ice. And then for a number of years, we actually stopped stocking most of the major, the major lakes or larger bodies of water, but we ran into some spring flow issues last year, so we had to readjust our production numbers as well as our stocking schedule just so we could kind of come up with a new production strategy to get fish out just due to our water flow issues. We basically, like I said, we tried to start as early as possible this year, but we still wanted to get them up large enough size before we initiated that. So we started in late December doing most of the larger bodies of water. And as you well know, it was that is right after Christmas, early January, we got that real hard freeze.
Yes, yeah, I know very well about that freeze. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it kind of, we were hoping to get most of those bodies of water stocked prior to that, and then it just didn't happen. So we had to resort back to cutting through the ice in a few locations to get some of the fish into the water. So, but it does create more, you know, recreational activity for ice fishermen as well. And this fish,
that's true.
This fish will remain there, you know, throughout the actual spring stocking season.
Yes.
So it gives plenty of opportunity.
Got it. All right. Well, Marshall, unfortunately, we've got to take a break here, and we've got Andy in Arbutus on the line, Captain Andy. So, Andy, you hang on. Marshall, hang on. We'll tell our folks about some of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. And, Andy, you'll be up to ask Marshall a question. I want to talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and now bay fishing tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear just in time for the upcoming season. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply February 17th and 18th at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show, February 24th at the Annapolis Fishing Show, and April 14th is the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply at 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. Take your license and you'll get a discount. 410-956-0300. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel. We know it's hard to see everything the show has to offer in just one day, so we're inviting you to bounce back this Sunday for free. Simply bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2018 Great American Outdoor Show, and you get in for free. An extra day to see more, do more, and gear up this Sunday only. Bounce back to the Great American Outdoor Show, where you can get in free. Explore the show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
I want to tell you about a couple of firearms for, now it's Youth Waterfowl Day, last waterfowl day of the season, except for, you know, the conservation season on snow geese and that type of thing. But if you're considering going for snow geese, I'm going to give you a couple choices here, and then you'll have them, and you can try them. And you know, there's some resident goose season out there, too. But yeah, you can try them, and then, you know, you'll have them for next year, too. The BPS pump shotgun comes in all gauges, 12 and 10 gauge models as well. Bottom ejection, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo finish, 3 Invector Plus choke tubes. Comes in every gauge, but, you know, if you want to do the waterfowl thing, comes in both 12 and 10 gauge. Now there's the Maxis. This is a 12 gauge shotgun. Auto loader, waterfowl hunting perfection, a new power drive gas system, reduces recoil, comes in Mossy Oak, blind, camo, duck blind camo. That's what I wanted to try and say. This is the one that was built by Browning for waterfowlers. And then there's the A5. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, 12 gauge, 100,000 rounds, or 5-year guarantee. There you go. All at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer. They look forward to working with you on your purchase of a new firearm, whether it's a Browning or one of the others. And, of course, they've got the full line of ammunition, too. Spring turkey season coming up. They've got all the turkey calls and ammunition and decoys and so forth. Clyde Sport Shop, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's get back to Marshall Brown with DNR and Captain Andy over there in Arbutus. Let's see. You want to lock them in? Are they both on there? Andy, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing, buddy? Been a while.
Pretty good. How are you?
Yeah. You have a question for Marshall about trout stalking?
So I do, yeah. So I live in Arbutus now, but I grew up in Bel Air Edison neighborhood of northeast Baltimore. And when I was living there, my neighbor said that there were rainbow trout in Herring Run Creek and the Jones Falls. Can you tell me if that's correct? Do you guys stock that area, or are they just naturally there?
I can't tell you about natural production or natural fish in that stream, but I know the Jones Fall area before. We have stocked that in the past. I can't remember how long that's been, but it's been a little while back.
So what you're saying is if there are still trout left in there, that there's they're naturally reproducing fish. Is that what you're saying?
I really can't answer that. I'm not a regional manager, so I really don't do any surveys or any kind of studies in those streams.
Well,
I know there are,
if you haven't stocked it in a couple of years, they're either leftovers or they're reproducing.
Well, it would have to be, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was the question. So Andy, I mean, all you can do is go fish for them, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll be going down there fishing down there, but yeah, it's an interesting topic, so I appreciate your take on it.
You got it. Thank you, sir. Okay, there goes Andy. And we have John in Federalsburg coming up next. I'm hoping he's going to talk about the Eastern Shore. So, Marshall, you're getting some questions. How about that?
Marshall, you're doing good.
You're doing a great job. We got a lot of interruptions here, so... Oh, John in Federalsburg wants to talk about a sabbat. We might have to wait on that one. Yeah, I might have to ask him to call back next week. So or unless we end up early, and then he can call back. Okay, and we'll signal him on that. So, Marshall, how many fish did you tell me that you're producing for the spring stocking?
This year's spring is going to be a little over 308,000 statewide. Yeah, that's down a little bit from last year.
And that's because of the water quality issues out there in the Albert Powell Hatchery or not?
not really quality, but quantity.
Quantity. Oh, the flow is off. Okay.
Flow. Yeah, I guess it was actually December 2016. Well, actually all through that fall season, we were really lacking precipitation. So spring levels were declining. Then it was in December of 2016, we had our first silt event. We're not really sure, what was the cause.
You say silt?
Underground.
You say silt. Silt, okay.
Yes, yeah, right. The water pretty much just turned brown for probably about, I'm going to say, five, six days.
Hmm.
The first event, we actually had another one in January. We had two events last year. But during that time, water flows continued to decline. We weren't getting any precipitation. And so we were running into some serious issues because, as you can kind of imagine, our job is to grow the fish and get them larger.
Right.
At the same time, the water levels in the raceways were declining, getting shallower. So we kind of hit our plateaus, so to speak, with our density loads within the facility. So
no bucket brigade either.
Yeah. So we had to make some changes, not knowing what the future held as far as recovering that spring flow. So last year, we stocked 338,000. And we made the decision to actually cut 10% of the production and lower the schedule just so we could have a safer limit of fish in each raceway in case we encountered the same problems again this year. So
got it. Makes sense. Okay. Well, I don't think you're going to see any particular lack of interest because of 20,000 fish across the state.
Yeah, it was closer to 30
okay.
across the state, but it was 10%. Just for example, if
right.
the stream was getting 3,000, it only get 2,700. So not huge numbers, when you cut them across the state like that. So it's working out pretty good so far. We haven't had too many people complaining about the schedule or anything like that.
Right.
But it's done a world of good for us within the hatchery. Fish are doing really well this year outside. We haven't run into any issues. Our spring did slightly recover. We're slightly above what we were last year at this time. And, hopefully with this rain and precipitation that we've gotten in the last month or so, in the last week, we're starting to get flows we haven't had in quite some time. It's just a matter of will they hold.
Got it.
Will the ground table hold that water and keep our spring flows up? So,
it's something the average fisherman doesn't fish about there, doesn't think about. What's the water quality in the hatcheries? They just like to go out and catch them and, catch and release and take them home. So,
many variables when it comes to trout production. And, it's like at our facility, that's kind of our biggest issue. And out at Bear Creek, they deal with the same thing. They're off of, but they're not off of a spring source. They're off of a stream source. So, as you can just imagine, their spring flows continuously are rising and declining.
Yeah.
As well as their water quality. So they have numerous obstacles out there and their production, and how well their fish do on an annual basis is never the same. It fluctuates from year to year just based on, environmental conditions. So
right.
there's a lot that goes into that, and a lot of people don't understand that. So,
how many staff people do you have in the hatchery program?
Cold water, we have 2, 3. We got 11, and that's at all of our cold water facilities.
Got it. Do they travel back and forth? I mean, do they?
They're pretty stationary. For each.
Yeah, I got
facility.
It.
The Albert Powell staff, they actually take care of two facilities. They do the Albert Powell, obviously, and Cushwell's facility in Clear Spring. And then Matiki and Bear Creek both share staff, but some of those staff are assigned to the Matiki facility out there, and they travel there every day. Because it's sort of a satellite facility as
got
well,
it.
Just like Cushwell's. But we're optimistic about the future at that place and hope we can increase production there within the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, that's the goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very good. Marsha, what else do you want to tell us about our trout stocking program other than the fact that your guys are out there and loading up the streams as much as they can now? And then, you want to make that opportunity available as many recreational anglers as possible, as early as possible. They've done away pretty much with the closure date, haven't they?
Yeah, we basically just have one opening day at this point in time. There was that was tossed around for numerous years and finally made the decision to take the number three and number four closure off. The number one and two closures still remain, but
right.
Basically it creates just one opening day at the end of the month. It kind of, from our standpoint in the hatcheries, it's worked well for us that we can get fish out there and just let the streams remain open, let the people go fish continuously and not confuse them too much with different closure periods and things like that.
Got it. Well, that's a good thing. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Anything else, Marshall, you'd like to tell our listeners about the trout stocking program here in Maryland?
Well, we also do have a fall stocking program.
Right.
That typically, it's just in the month of October. Let's see, we do approximately, it fluctuates a little bit. We don't really have a set schedule for the fall season.
Right.
We try to put out about 25,000 every year. This year, I think we did a little over 29,000, so we were up a little bit, a few extra fish. Those fish are typically a little larger because, like I said, our growing season is 14 months, which typically that would be from November to the following, February, March type growing season. But we hold some fish over and extend that to October. So they're a little larger, a little older. And those fish, they seem to do well. We're a little more, we have to hold the fish a little longer sometimes due to water quality and water flow issues in the
sure.
fall. As you can imagine, coming out of the summer,
right.
Typically when the flows are down, we're kind of hoping that the streams rebound. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes that's one of the main reasons we don't actually put out a schedule, just in case we have to cancel some locations due to low flows or water quality issues. So
we just hold
on to a certain amount,
sure.
and then we hope that we rebound and we can go stock.
But anglers can actually sign up for a newsletter on trout stocking that gets sent out either every day or every couple of days or whatever. You want to tell them how they can do that?
I don't have the numbers. I know they can do that on our site, and they put in their email, and they can get, I think they can get email alerts.
Exactly right.
That'll notify them of each day we stock, we put out a daily stocking update. And so that goes out to numerous spots. It's put on our webpage, Facebook, Twitter, and also you can, like I said, sign up for the email alert, and you'll be notified what was done that actual day.
Well, I'm looking at the Trout Stocking in Maryland page. And the 2018 spring stocking schedule is available online, Facebook, Twitter, as you said. And I don't see, unless it's here at the end. Nope, it doesn't say anything about how to sign up for it, but I know you can because
yeah,
I get those notices every day, you know?
Yeah, it's been a while since.
Oh, wait, there it is. Email news service. Email subscription. You click on that on the trout stocking page. It takes you to the email subscription page. You put your email address in and submit it on the. It's on the trout stocking page. So anybody wants to go to the DNR website and go to the trout stocking page. Pretty easy to find. If you can't find it, there's a search box. Put in trout stocking. It'll take you right to the page. And then it talks about the stocking schedule. You can click on that link. It's a PDF you can download and print. And the fishing and birding Facebook and Twitter. And then the email news service. And that'll give it to you right there. How's that?
That's a good source right there.
Yeah, I just walked through it. And I get those notices. I don't remember how I got on the list, but... I get the stocking update whenever it comes out. So there you go. Marshall, thank you very much for joining us this morning. If you got anything else?
I can just highlight on something that probably most anglers aren't aware of, that during our hatching process, we typically always start with a surplus of eggs, and
right.
So basically what that does through that production cycle when we're growing the fish, once they get to a certain size, we actually do what we call a grading process. And through this grading process, we typically will call out the smaller fish,
okay.
the larger fish. We keep the larger ones for production. The smaller ones are segregated so they can start to get on food and get a little size to them. They're not fighting the larger fish for food, but
right.
as they continue to grow, we typically have a regional manager's request, specifically, well, not specifically, but the majority of those requests are for Western Maryland streams. As you might know, Western Maryland has numerous streams that are capable of supporting trout year-round, and more so than other places. But there are a few in Central Maryland with some of the streams down there. But so typically, when we have these leftover callfish that we're not going to use for production, these fish are actually hauled and stocked in locations that the regional managers request. We stock them as a put and grow fishery. Into put-and-grow fisheries. These fish are anywhere from, let's say, 3 to 4 inches.
Right.
So basically, we're throwing tens of thousands of fish out there into the wild and letting them grow on their own. Now, I know in certain areas, I've got some feedback from some of the regional staff that say, you know, some years they don't get very good return when they do their surveys.
Right.
But then there's other years when they have amazing.
So it's kind of like a stocking on spec.
Yeah, we're basically putting them in, trying to let them survive on their own.
Yep.
And let them establish kind of a wild, not a wild population, but, well, I guess it is a wild, it's not a native population.
Right.
We're just letting them have the opportunity to survive on their own and create additional fish stocking in certain locations. So it seems to be working really well, and like I said, in numerous places.
Got it.
And we do a large quantity. I'm going to say we're somewhere typically on an average year, it's around 100,000 extra fish that we stock that most people don't know about, most people aren't aware about, that we put out there in hopes that these fish will survive on their own.
It's a deep, dark secret.
Yeah. It's the put and grow fish.
Put and grow fish. Got it.
Yep.
Hey, Marshall, thanks for joining us this morning. We're going to go into our next break, and we'll say thank you and goodbye right now. And, hope you can join us again.
Sure thing, yeah.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, and they're ready for trout season. They've got all the trout paste baits and the salmon eggs and the little hooks and all the twisters and anything you need, all the inline spinners and whatever you want for artificials or natural bait for fishing for trout. They've got all the worms and all the little bugs and all that stuff if you want to use those for trout, too, for, you know, the live bait stuff. They're ready for everything. Perch season, trout season, all the panfish, white perch, yellow perch, they've got it all. The pickerel out there that, you know, whatever you want to fish for this time of year, Clyde Sports Shop has your stuff available. Don't forget, they can wind new line on your reels. They can fix that broken rod tip or guide. They can strip your reels and take them apart and lube them. If you got something grinding in there, they can figure out what it is and fix it for you. That's what they do every single day is rod and reel repair. And we just want to tell you that they're ready for fishing season as we hope you are.
I'm ready. I want to fish.
You and I both. I hope your shoulder gets...
I want to fish. That way, at least I can come on here and talk intelligently about it.
Well, you can talk about it intelligently about it anyway, because you have a past as far as fishing person is concerned.
You know what I mean.
I know. But right now, we're doing Clyde's commercial, so we'll continue with that, and then you and I can continue this conversation later. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. A 24-hour fishing hotline, 24/7/365 is 247-3474. That's 247-FISH. If you want to call Clyde's, check up on your firearm or whether your pistol application has come back or whatever, that phone number is 410-242-6108. And again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We'll be down there today dropping off magazines. And, Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Rain in the forecast throughout the weekend, today, tonight, tomorrow, and some places getting over an inch of rain here across Maryland. There are some flood alerts up over in West Virginia this weekend. Our high today near 50, 70% chance of rain. Periods of rain tonight, some 1-inch totals, low 47 degrees, and rain continues for Sunday with afternoon high temps in the low 60s. A little cooler early next week, Monday, Tuesday, and highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show.
Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard, in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Cause I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say you're right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
Now, you think that's funny, huh?
This is
you're
my song.
You the man.
You the man, baby.
Yeah, I know. Well, we did throw another log on the fire last week, so this is...
This time it's my turn.
Yeah. Hey, we got open lines. Anybody wants to talk about any subject? Whoever called about Sabbaths, we'll be more than glad to talk about that. And, you know, if you want to comment on the trout stocking and raising and rearing thing, we can talk about that, too. Marshall's gone, but, you know, it is Youth Day. We can hear about from some of the youngsters. Or if you just want tickets for the National Outdoor Show, give us a call. We'll put you on the list, and we'll send you a pair of tickets for the National Outdoor Show in Cambridge, and that's coming up February 23rd and 24th. The Bucks, Bears, and Stags, the new scoring enterprise here in Maryland, is going to be there with their Boone and Crockett Pope and Young scores and their scores for the Maryland record book. And you can visit the website bucksbearsstags.com. That's going to be updated this weekend and give you some more information on how to get your deer heads or your bear skulls scored. And we've just found out that we're going to have two white tails on display that are over 200 inches, two non-typical whitetails that are going to be there on display for people to see. We're working on some record sick of deer and some big old black bears, and so
it's going to be great.
We're going to have fun. It's our, you know, kind of our inaugural
big event scoring, and we're kind of looking forward to that. So it's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We did have a caller want to know about Sabbaths. I guess I don't know if they're still listening or not. We had to, we were with Marshall on that time frame, so we didn't want to, switch up, you know, out of our interview, but we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you. 922-6680 is our phone number. We did get an email from Tackle Box Tim. He said he grew up in the Bel Air Edison area. Trout were in Herring Run to that caller up by Echodale Avenue in Herring Run. So we'll see how that goes. See if they're still there. Let's hope so. Let's hope there's some natural reproduction out there and we've got a viable trout population. So that answers the one caller's question. We hope. Tackle Box Tim has a great article in the Fishing Outlook section of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, which is available online, Maryland, all spelled out, huntingquarterly.com. And he talks about the small river smallies. You know, we got little rivers flowing all over the place and streams, and you know, a lot of them are close to suburbia and urban areas, and they've got smallmouth bass. And Tim tells you how to catch them. Some of those smallmouth are pretty dang nice, as a matter of fact. So, and it tells you how to rig a tube, shows you the baits and that type of thing. So, Tim, if you're looking, you can go online and check that out before you get a hard copy. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, all spelled out, and we hope you'll. You'll look at that. We also, in the quarterly coming up, that's going to be out there statewide here shortly, we do have an article on statewide Sunday hunting. The 2018 General Assembly is going to debate Sunday hunting. There are two bills introduced, one in the Senate, one in the House. Senate bill is 817, House bill 1338. No hearing dates are set yet, but the hearing on the 27th for the Senate bill has been canceled and will be rescheduled. So we'll let you know on that. We're going to need folks to show up on these bills. We're going to need folks to show up and post in Annapolis. If you're in favor of statewide Sunday hunting, this bill covers everything. All species, all available Sundays, all counties statewide, including waterfowl. So. And for you waterfowlers out there, don't worry. We have a 60-day framework here in Maryland. That 60-day framework will remain in place. It will be adjusted to accommodate the Sundays. So that's how that's going to work. And if you want to read the bill, Senate Bill 817 is online at the General Assembly website. Just you Google Maryland General Assembly, shows you the homepage. And then on the right-hand side, there's a thing that says categories, and you click on that, and there's a drop-down menu. You go to hunting. You click on that. It brings up all the hunting bills, okay? Hunting, I think it's hunting and fishing. It brings up all the bills on hunting and fishing. You go to Senate Bill, the subject, either Sunday hunting, or you go to Senate Bill 817, click on it, and it'll open it up. The House bill was introduced. It's not online yet unless it's there now. It's just they get introduced, and then the printed version of the bill sometimes isn't online. It takes a couple of days sometimes for the entire system to catch up. So everything's there. Let's talk. What were you going to say?
I was going to say we're talking about the National Hunting Show.
National Outdoor Show.
Outdoor show.
Yeah.
People can message you or me, either one of us, to get them. I did get a message for a pair of tickets. So anybody else wants to message me, we'll, or you.
Well, it'd be nice for them to go online, too. Yeah, absolutely. Email's good. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
And if you go online, it would be awesome. But everybody doesn't always feel comfortable. So that's cool.
I got it. Okay. Glenn in Easton. Are you there, Glenn? Hang on.
Chris said 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. He's still talking to Glenn. Okay. I was trying to go there.
So, no, just we want to get as many people there as we can get.
At the outdoor show. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. We got plenty of tickets. No question about that. So, all right. I tell you, technology is wonderful. I've got email. I've got text. I've got messaging. It's all coming at me. Now we got Glenn.
And now I'm having fun.
Good morning, Glenn.
Morning. How are you?
Well, what's up?
I don't know if you've covered it yet, but there's also a House bill and a Senate bill on banning possession of more than 10 round magazines in Maryland also. I think that was just filed yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. So I don't know that that'll go anywhere, but you know, we'll see. Here's the problem. Okay? if you put a bill in past Monday, it goes to rules. And a lot of times the people in rules will take a look at it and go, nah, we don't really need this. We have, you know, 2,999 other bills we got to deal with. So, and sometimes coalition's able to talk to some folks on the rules committee and make things happen, but sometimes we're not. Yeah, that's the thing that people don't understand about the coalition. We're there in Annapolis. Our lobbyist has 42 years in Annapolis, and he knows a lot of folks. And we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we can't talk about. I'm not saying we're gonna on this one, but we do a lot of lobbying that we don't put out there publicly. So, you know, it's we are engaged 100% of the time. But we'll take a look at that bill, and I thank you for reminding us of that. And the other thing we do is we work with the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, which is a handful of legislators who are pro-sportsmen, pro-hunting, pro-fishing, pro-Second Amendment. We work with them very closely. And they have a Senate side and a House side. The two, it's a bipartisan caucus. Senator Astell and Senator Norman, a Democrat and a Republican, in the Senate, and then Delegate Beitzel and Delegate Carey, a Republican and a Democrat in the House. So, you know, we work very closely with the caucus and their influence in the General Assembly. Senator Astell's been there, you know, 1,000 years. And we've got other folks that we support. You know, we support their campaigns and so forth. We're not allowed to endorse people, but we are allowed to support campaigns. That's why we have a 501c4 organization. It allows us to be an advocacy group and allows us to make political contributions. However, we cannot endorse a party or a candidate. So we've kept this all open and above board with everybody. And, you know, we are able to help the caucus as far as, you know, their awareness of certain bills and things like that, and help them along the way. So thanks for letting me know about that bill. We'll talk about that later today with our folks.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks, Glenn.
You too.
Hey, Glenn, what do you think about Sunday hunting for waterfowl?
I'm all for it.
Good. Good. Show up in Annapolis when you hear about the hearing.
Just don't want to get arrested in Annapolis. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
That's another story for another day. Thank you, buddy.